to tell you the truth, I like most trees.
For their different.
Yeah, they all have their different uses and different appearances, and they all make up the they all make up the big sort of the big pattern of everything that goes on. If you have solely one thing, you know, chestnut's not amazing from that point of view, in that it has fairly heavy, very large, fairly heavy leaf cover that when it does come down and casts a lot of shade, but when it does come down, they don't rot amazingly well because there's quite good tannin in them. So what happens is that you don't get much ground cover underneath. So if you have, and also if you have complete monoculture sort of stuff, then you're losing all the variety of wildlife. One of the main things is like Sitka spruce, which you go into a Sitka spruce plantation and it is dark as anything, there's nothing growing on the ground, and basically nothing else will grow there apart from that what is growing. Whereas at least in here, and especially when you've opened this out, you know, when I stopped last year, it got primroses everywhere, it got bluebells everywhere, wooden enemies, the whole lot was, it was as soon as there's a little bit of sunlight come in, they're up. Like, so from that point of view, you could coppice a piece of woodland that you would look like there was nothing there, come back the following spring because the lights come out, been able to get in, and you've got all these wildflowers that have been there, you know, laying dormant for years, waiting for that bit of light, and then away they go. So you can have, in some situations, unmanaged woodland that hasn't been touched for years and years and years, after you've done a bit of work in it, you find that there's no end of stuff growing.